Come on man, DOJ and FBI worried about Trump supporters. Two-tiered justice by swamp creatures. Come on man, DOJ and FBI worried about Trump supporters. Two-tiered justice by swamp creatures. By Barry Howard Mencken. What riots? Remember, there was hardly a word from the fake news and DOJ about the 570 riots killing dozens, burning and looting at a scale never seen before by the black KKK aka BLM and the masked Antifa cowards. The lame excuse for this massive criminal activity was the death of another career criminal. These worthless parasites have made me, like Margaret Sanger, a strong supporter of abortion. This particular low-life George Floyd had stuck his gun in a pregnant woman's stomach during a home invasion. The medical examiner said he had more than 3 times the fatal amount of fentanyl in his system to kill a man. In other words, he was going to die that day no matter what the cops did or didn't do. But the divisity extortionists who make millions from these criminals' death when police are involved, along with the fake news puppet scumbag, made it a cause celebre. Unbelievably, few if any of these scumbag rioters were prosecuted. They are protected by their feather-bedding racist accomplices that make up a big part of EEOC, which led by an ignorant racist with a Harvard degree in black studies bullshit. Indeed, our universities have given the worst, most imbecilic racist professors in the world a platform to spew their venom into generations of our children. Read Brainwashed. America's Cultural Revolution, or listen to the over 100 podcasts about that and many related topics impacting America. On the other hand, there was proven, undeniable massive election fraud. See below. Patriots protesting this election fraud that allowed the worst, most corrupt, anti-American, racist, failed administration in American history. Obama, Rice, Biden, Sharpton, Black Caucus 2.0 to take office. Many of those who love America are being harassed by these anti-American swamp creatures who are transforming America into a third world shithole, or using the DOJ, IRS and intelligence community as their Gestapo. Remember, the only death in this mostly peaceful January 6th protest against a stolen election was an unarmed woman veteran shot by black cop with a bad record. This is one racist cop who clearly should be brought to justice. It is not patriots but the left, fake news and the black caucus that riot and promotes violence against Supreme Court justices and conservatives. It is only in blue states where racist hate and all other crime is at record high. How obvious and naive the latest never-ending witch hunts against Trump at his home. How naive to use a biased Obama contributor and racist CRT supporting judge working with some left-wing librarian schmuck bureaucrat and the once respected FBI to go on another fishing expedition against their likely presidential opponent. But from Dr. Ford's bullshit rape story and the latest lying witness of Trump attacking the Secret Service, this libelous crap goes unpunished and therefore continues. There has never been or a more legitimate reason to riot against these anti-American policies since the evolution. Left to stand, they will destroy our country. We must vote out, impeach and prosecute the most corrupt, racist, ignorant administration in American history. For the fake news, university and other left-wing and divisity schmucks who keep denying the massive voter fraud that caused the January 6th protest, let's look at some facts. A previous, California Secretary of State reported that 2,000 to 3,000 of the individuals summoned for jury duty each month in Orange County claimed an exemption from jury service because they were not U.S. citizens. Of these individuals, 85 to 90% were summoned from the voter registration list, rather than from the Department of Motor Vehicles, DMV, records. These numbers are even more concerning when one considers that only a very small percentage of registered voters are called for jury duty in most jurisdictions. While some of those individuals may have simply committed perjury to avoid jury service, this represents a significant number of potentially illegal voters, 20,400 to 30,600 non-citizens summoned from the voter registration list over a one-year period. The U.S. Government Accountability Office found that up to 3% of the 30,000 individuals called for jury duty from voter registration rolls over a two-year period in just one U.S. district court were not U.S. citizens. While that may not seem like many, just 3% of registered voters would have been more than enough to provide the winning presidential vote margin in Florida in 2000 and for Trump in 2020. Indeed, the Census Bureau estimates that there are over 1 million illegal aliens in Florida, and the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, has prosecuted more non-citizen voting cases in Florida than in any other state. Moreover, following a mayor's race in Compton, California, aliens testified under oath in court that they voted in the election. In that case, a candidate who was elected to the Compton City Council was permanently disqualified from holding public office in California for soliciting non-citizens to register and vote. The fact that non-citizens registered and voted in the election would never have been discovered except for the fact that it was a very close election and the incumbent mayor, who lost by less than 300 votes, contested it. Stop talking about Russian interference, which all sides agreed did not change one vote in the presidential election, and think about the actual number of illegal alien voter fraud that continues to help elect Democrats, and which the left and the media in 2020 would like to keep as another dirty secret. As a matter of fact, non-citizen voting in a congressional race in California may have stolen the election. Republican incumbent Bob Dornan was defending himself against a spirited challenger, Democrat Loretta Sanchez. Sanchez won the election by just 979 votes, and Dornan contested the election in the U.S. House of Representatives. His challenge was dismissed when the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform turned up only 624 invalid votes by non-citizens who were present in the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service, INS, database because they had applied for citizenship, as well as another 124 improper absentee ballots. The investigation, however, could not detect illegal aliens, who were not in the INS records. The Oversight Committee recognized the elephant in the room. If there are a significant number of documented aliens in INS records, on the Orange County voter registration rolls, how many illegal or undocumented aliens may be registered to vote in Orange County? There is a strong possibility that, with only about 200 votes determining the winner, enough undetected aliens registered and voted to change the outcome of the election. This is particularly true since the California Secretary of State complained that the INS refused his request to check the entire Orange County voter registration file, and no complete check of all of the individuals who voted in the congressional race was ever made. Because of deficiency in state law and the failure of federal agencies to comply with federal law, there are very few procedures in place that allow election officials to detect, deter, and prevent non-citizens from registering and voting. Instead, officials largely depend on an honor system that expects aliens to obey the law, but there are many cases showing the failures of this honor system. Many aliens believe that the potential benefit of registering far outweighs the chances of being caught and prosecuted, since many district attorneys will not prosecute what they see as a victimless and nonviolent crime. On the other hand, aliens acquiring a voter registration card that then can be used for many different purposes, including obtaining a driver's license, qualifying for a job, and even voting, is a great benefit, particularly since it is an easily obtainable document, routinely issued without checking of identification or verification of eligibility. The importance of this benefit was illustrated by a federal grand jury that concluded that large numbers of aliens registered to vote in Chicago. The grand jury reported that many aliens register to vote so that they can obtain documents identifying them as U.S. citizens and have used their voters' cards to obtain a myriad of benefits, from Social Security to jobs with the Defense Department. The U.S. attorney at that time estimated that there were at least 80,000 illegal aliens registered to vote in Chicago, and dozens were eventually indicted and convicted for fraudulently registering and voting. The grand jury's report resulted in a partial cleanup of voter registration rolls in Chicago, but just 1 year later, INS District Director A.D. Moyer testified before a state legislative task force that 25,000 illegal, and 40,000 legal, aliens still remained on the Chicago rolls. Moyer told the Illinois Senate that non-citizens registered so that they could get a voter registration card for identification, adding that the card was a quick ticket into the unemployment compensation system. Do you get it, my friends? Voter fraud exists and is rampant. And is the very possible other guy won the election?